This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and the sort of bad guys. And of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in looking for Bradley, he's out in California. I'm Tim Brown, the editor at sonsoflibertymedia.com, and I'll be filling in for him today. And for our Muslim friends out there and the infidel that Allah warned you about, I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And coming to you live today from the beautiful U.S.-occupied state of South Carolina here in the bunker. And if you'd like to check us out online, please do so at sonsoflibertyradio.com and also sonsoflibertymedia.com, which we'll talk about in just a moment. You can also catch us on Facebook. Yes, the Nazi censors there at Facebook. You can find us even over there as they try to silence the voice of those who are trying to tell you the truth, and yet we're going to continue to fight them. And put our voice out there, so support us there as well. Twitter, you can follow Bradley on Twitter at BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on Twitter. And if you'd like to call in any time during the first hour, I'm going to be covering the first hour today. The number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We're going to discuss this issue of what's going on with these unconstitutional, unlawful acts of aggression towards Syria. Okay, I'm just going to call them what they are. We're going to talk about that today. That should be the big news. Of course, it's coming at a time. It's kind of interesting, the timing, some of these things. It kind of covers up the stuff going on with Facebook. But hey, we the people could deal with that apart from government. And I know I just pointed you over there, but we can deal with it by simply not supporting it. There is that aspect to it, no question about it. These people seem to understand it when you hit them in the pocketbooks for some reason. They seem to get it right. But I think there is a push with regard to censorship and things of that nature that we use to expose their hypocrisy. These are the same kind of people who told Christians they had to serve wedding cakes to sodomites, or to recognize sodomite marriage, or to, there is no such thing, to recognize that sodomites call their whatever, couples thing, whatever, marriage. Florists had to recognize it. All of this kind of stuff. And this is sort of putting it back in their face of saying, well, you have to recognize the Christian voice, the voice of those who hold the Constitution, those who will point back to the law, those who will call out the corruption on both sides in the political process, whether they're Republican or Democrat or, you know, even other political parties, that will call that out. Why? Because we have a standard. You know, Donald Trump is not our man. Barack Hussein Obama was not our man. Neither was George W. Bush or Bill Clinton. And so they don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear those things. And they're positioning now to silence any opposition in the upcoming election, and definitely by 2020 at the rate they're moving. And this is how they bring about the tyranny. And sadly, you know, many people, some of you may be listening to my voice now, that you call yourself conservative, you call yourself a constitutionalist, and yet you'll support unconstitutional things. I'm not talking about just by Donald Trump. I'm saying you've been doing it with the Republican Party. And you say, well, are you going to be bashing Trump today? No, I'm going to be pointing back to the law. That's the point. If that bashes somebody, well, let it bash them. You know, Jesus said those who fall on the rock, he's the one who's going to show mercy to, right? But if the rock falls on them, we're talking about him, and he bears the law, then they're going to get smashed. So here's the thing. We want people to fall upon the rock, not be smashed by it. So if you take this as bashing, well, I don't know how to correct your thinking there. This is an issue of upholding people who asked for your vote, took an oath before you and God, and said they would do a particular thing. And there's not much to that job as far as the requirements. I realize it is a stressful job. I realize there's a lot to it in how it's been government has been grown, and there's responsibilities that have grown in that. But the scope of it is very, very limited when it comes to the presidency. In fact, it's very limited when it comes to Congress. And so this isn't just for the president. This is for Congress, because as we're going to see, Congress is the one to declare war. Any military action, they're the ones to do it per our Constitution. And those checks and balances, those separation of powers were put in place so that we don't have a president being guided willy-nilly by a cabinet, by generals, by the CIA or whoever, to just go lob missiles into a country that has not attacked us. This is supposed to be clear, transparent for the American people. And those American people are represented by their representatives in Congress. And they're supposed to be able to debate these issues as to whether or not we even do any of that. And if they say, no, we're not going to do that, then the president should have no authority to be going and lobbing missiles in anywhere. But again, the conservatives of the day want to somehow back Trump because, oh, he showed that, you heard during the break, well, America is back. No, it's not. This is the same stuff we had under Obama. This is the same stuff we would be having if Hillary Clinton was in office. And you may not like that, but she wanted to go into Syria and do this stuff too. It might have been worse with her, but she wanted to do the same thing. In fact, I ran across the thing, it's almost like Donald Trump in some areas is becoming Hillary Clinton. Not in all, but in some, at least five areas, one of them is Syria. And this is something he said he would not do on the campaign trail. Remember that? Do we have any transparency? No. Do we have any evidence that Assad actually we have to the contrary, that he gassed his own people. And so that's what we're going to talk about today on the Sons of Liberty. And you can check out some things I'll be referencing here on Sons of Liberty Media. Mainstream media cuts General's mic as he tells the truth on Syrian gas attack. And is Trump ready to join Israel in launching war against Iran and Syria? Stay with us. We're going to talk about that on the other side of the break.
With every passing year, we here at the Sons of Liberty renew our dedication and resolve to reach the lost. For us, that means long hours in the office, long hours on the road, extreme dedication, and sacrifice. But we are willing to do it because we know it needs to be done. Our family has devoted our lives to this purpose, and we are asking you in a small way to do the same. Our Sons and Daughters of Liberty program is a way in which people just like you can join together with us in support of this cause. How does it work? Very simply. All you do is go online to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button on our landing page. From there, you can decide how much you'd like to give each month and then simply fill out the information at the bottom of the page. Whether your monthly donation is large or small, remember, every gift matters and helps us in reaching the lost with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So don't delay. Please join together with us in this cause as we speak the truth and let our actions demonstrate our love. Together, we can truly reach this nation for Christ.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
All right. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to join us at any time, we're going to be on the issue of Syria and the strikes that are going on, and are they valid or they're not valid? 1-866-582-9933 if you want to give us a call. Let your voice be heard on that. We'll be happy to take your call. All right. Well, we were told last night by President Trump that there was a bombing that was taking place in Syria, that he had authorized that. And I, for the life of me, folks, I don't know what authority he has to just go do that. America's not been attacked. And I'm talking about authority that is in our Constitution. Okay? Authority that is in our Constitution. I'm not talking about the War Powers Act. That's not in the Constitution. And I've talked about that before, of what that is. That's obviously giving some technicality there so that the president, if we actually come under attack, he doesn't have to run to Congress and say, hey, guys, can they use the military to defend us? I mean, that just seems obvious. And he has to come back within 60 days and do that and respond. And everybody should be on the same page at that point, right? I mean, there shouldn't be anybody who disagrees with that. But this willy-nilly moving America's military all over the world, attacking countries that have not attacked us, especially without any evidence for why the attack has begun, that's what you're seeing. This is 2017 all over again. That's what this is, except now the Trump administration thinks that since Britain and France joined us, that somehow that makes it okay. But you stop and look at their leaders, okay? You stop and look at their leadership. Both of those people have this issue of wanting to coddle Islamists, okay? Now keep in mind that when we went into Iraq, there was no reason for us to go into Iraq. And I'm going to point that out to you in just a little bit with a quote from 2007. General. And there, you know, Afghanistan was pitched to us as, oh, well, we need to go in there, Taliban, you know, they're behind the 9/11 attacks, and we were fed that. And yet we know that the majority of those attackers came from Saudi Arabia. There was funding from Saudi Arabia. And look, I'm not one that's so naive as to think there's not more to it than just what we were told in the narrative. I do think there were members of government who were behind it. There were handlers there. There's no question in my mind that that's going on. I'm not going to draw specific conclusions that I've seen in other documentaries and other articles of this, that, and the other about the end game there. But I do know this. I do know Saudi Arabia was behind some of the funding there. I do know that we continue to buddy-buddy with them, and that includes President Trump. And why that is, why we've not attacked Saudi Arabia is just kind of beyond my thinking here. And I know people will say, well, we need the oil and the petrodollars. And it is true. We don't need their oil, though. America, you know, exports more oil than we import. We could take care of ourselves here if we wanted to do that. But we have these ties with these people. And, you know, the Bible warns us about certain agreements, covenants and things. You remember when Joshua came to the land, he wasn't to make any of those covenants with those people. And then the people came up and deceived him, and he made a covenant with them to protect them, care for them. Yeah, it was a mistake. And we shouldn't be doing that. But we did. We're in it now. And a lot of this, certain people would say, that Saudi Arabia has to gain from an overthrow of the current Syrian government. That a gas line is wanting to be put into there, going up into Europe and other places. That may be or may not be. But the fact of the matter is, that's on the table as well. And as we've heard these reports, just like we heard them last year, just like we heard them when Barack Hussein Obama's Satoru Sabarka was in office, that Assad is gassing his own people, we haven't had any evidence of that. In fact, we have the opposite. We have actual evidence that indicates the people with chemical weapons who are using them are the Islamic jihadis referred to as the Syrian rebels, which hopefully I want to have an article up this afternoon from a American citizen who is from Syria, who pointed out that there are no more of these Syrian rebels. All of them are from outside the country. They are part of ISIS, or the Islamic State. And yeah, they still exist. They still exist there. If they weren't existing there, then who is Assad? Who is his army fighting? Okay? But here's what came out of the Defense Department. This is Secretary of Defense General James Mattis. This is what he said at a Pentagon press briefing on Friday night. Clearly, the Assad regime did not get the message he's referring to in 2017. This year, the U.S. and our allies have struck harder. Now, what message are they supposed to get, General Mattis? You guys set it up to attack their country with dozens of missiles in 2017. Okay? Then you come out in February of this year, and you basically tell the American people there's no evidence that Assad engaged in that gas attack on his own people, which makes the whole thing illegitimate from last year. Not that it wasn't illegitimate anyway, because Donald Trump didn't have congressional authority, which our Constitution specifically says he has to have. In a declaration of war, you say, well, it wasn't a war. Let me tell you something. If somebody threw dozens of missiles in on the United States, you wouldn't call that an act of war? We can let these people, these commies, that's what I call them, we can let these communists come and tell us about our guns, that they're weapons of war and they shouldn't be on the street, while they're putting them in the hands of all the policemen and federal agencies, but they don't want them in our hands. And then when it comes to blasting missiles into a foreign country that has not attacked us without any evidence to support such an attack, we say, oh, that the people who want to protect Donald Trump says, oh, that wasn't an act of war. I'm like, are you still on the same planet as I am? Of course it's an act of war. Somebody comes to my house and they fire into my house, I'm going to consider it an act of war on my family. They lob missiles into the United States. The United States is going to consider it an act of war. My goodness, they flew planes into buildings, and America said, this is an act of war. What do you think dozens of missiles falling on your house is? Let's not be stupid, people. Let's not protect the guilty. Right? Now, Mattis tells us that there were specific targets that were selected to degrade the Syrian war machine's ability to create chemical weapons. He said the targets included a scientific research center near Damascus, a chemical weapons storage center west of Homs, a command and control area near the second major target. He said it's designed to cripple Syria's chemical weapons capability while limiting civilian casualties. The question that I have is, didn't we hear last year that there was an attack that resulted in gas being dispersed? And what I'm saying is there was an attack on a building that resulted in, or underground stuff that resulted in that gas being released. Well, my question is, how much gas was released in these attacks? I want to know that. How many people were killed in these attacks as a result of the release of gas? The sarin gas or the other chemicals? We're not told that. We haven't even been given so much as any evidence that Assad is behind it. And that's the real catch here. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Joseph Dunford, added, last year we conducted a unilateral strike on a single site. This evening we conducted strikes with two allies on multiple sites. Again, as though that justifies doing what you're doing. These men are all acting unconstitutionally. Nobody's declared war. And guess what? Congress is the only body within the federal government that has the lawful authority to declare war and to call up the military in the service of the United States. Read your Constitution. On the other side, we'll pick this up. Stay with us.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
To the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to call in anytime, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Stick to the topic. If you're joining us today and you've tuned in to listen to Bradley, he's off today. He's in California, and I'm covering the first hour here. So back to where we were. We're talking about the strikes. We're talking about the word out of the Pentagon attempting to justify these strikes. And, Newsweek had reported back in February about what Defense Secretary James Mattis had said. This is what they wrote. Lost in the hyper-politicized hullabaloo surrounding the Nunes memorandum, you remember that, and the Steele dossier was the striking statement by Secretary of Defense James Mattis that the U.S. has no evidence. That's a quote, no evidence, that the Syrian government used the banned nerve agent sarin against its own people. No evidence. And this was back a couple of months ago. Okay? This assertion flies in the face of the White House memorandum, which was rapidly produced and declassified to justify an American Tomahawk missile strike against the Sharat air base in Syria. Mattis offered no temporal qualifications, which means that both the 2017 event in Khan Shaykhun and the 2013 tragedy in Ghouta are unsolved cases in the eyes of the Defense Department and Defense Intelligence Agency. Mattis went on to acknowledge that aid groups and others had provided evidence and reports, but stopped short of naming President Assad as the culprit. It's because he wasn't. There were casualties from a specific kind of poisoning in both cases. That much is certain. But America has accused Assad of direct responsibility for sarin attacks and even blamed Russia for culpability in that tragedy. Now its own military boss has said on the record, this is not conspiracy stuff, okay, this is on the record, that we have no evidence to support this conclusion. In doing so, Mattis tacitly impugned the interventionists who are responsible for pushing the Assad is guilty narrative twice without sufficient supporting evidence, at least in the eyes of the Pentagon. Now it's three times. This dissonance between the White House and the Department of Defense is especially troubling when viewed against the chorus of weapons of mass destruction experts who've been questioning the Obama and Trump White House narratives concerning chemical weapons in Syria since practically the moment these Assad-ordered events occurred. So, here's James Mattis telling us, we've attacked these places, we try to keep collateral damage. It's just nonsense. The fact that I'm going to say it right out. If we had uncorrupt representatives, articles of impeachment would have already been drawn up the first time Trump did this, because he had no constitutional authority to do it. They should be drawn up now. You say, well, you're just bashing Trump. Obama did it. And you'll use that to justify yourself, as though Obama was right in it, too. Go back and read some of my articles. I said he should have been impeached over that, too, when he got involved in Libya without congressional approval. And guess who was calling him to task then? The current Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions gave a good talk, wanting to call him back to the Constitution. But that same Jeff Sessions is all for unconstitutional asset forfeiture. You see what I'm saying, people? You say, well, nobody's perfect. Nobody's asking anybody to be perfect here. They have limited responsibilities under our Constitution. We're asking them to abide by that. We're not asking for the world here. We're asking for specific things to be done. And they've gone far and above beyond that. And you know what's amazing? Is after this first attack, look, Pamela Geller contributes to the Sons of Liberty media as well. And we appreciate her work in that and exposing Islam and jihad. But, you know, she's been an avid supporter of Trump, even on things I don't think he should be supported on. And she questioned his unlawful military action against Syria last year. But today she wrote, I'm not quite sure on whose behalf we're launching these attacks. ISIS? To engage Iran? That's probably closer than you think, Pam. She added, there is no way Assad gassed his people. That's exactly right. Quote, to what end? To rile up the West? It makes no sense. He won. He is in place. Why gas now? Exactly. Unless that gas line from the buddies there in Saudi Arabia has something to do with it. And this is a bigger plan where, in order to quote-unquote defend Israel, which is not our responsibility, folks, it's just not. And I know some of you are going to be thinking, rolling your eyes and thinking, well, that's God's chosen people. No, they're not. Those people over there are not. Read the New Testament. It is believers in the Lord Jesus from outside of Israel and inside of Israel. And those who reject that God has come in the flesh, that Jesus Christ put on flesh and came in the midst of men in order to offer himself as a sacrifice holy and acceptable to God on behalf of sinners, the Apostle John says they are antichrists. Okay? I don't know how to put it any nicer than that. That's what the Bible says. If you hold the Bible, you have to look to that. You say, well, that's Israel. Okay, well, if I call myself Israel, does that make me Israel? If I get a bunch of people together and I say, we're going to go take over Israel and we're going to be Israel, does that make me Israel? No. Israel are the people of God. If you don't understand what I'm saying, try reading the book of Galatians. I mean, this is what the Apostle Paul is fighting against. There is not this thing of God's people according to the flesh issue going on. Okay? Paul's very clear. Those who have the faith of Abraham are Abraham. Or Abraham's seed, excuse me. And heirs to the promises. those outside are not. In fact, the Lord Jesus reiterated it, folks. And he spoke to people who claimed to be Abraham's children after the flesh. You remember that in the Gospels? Who are you? We're Abraham's children. Well, we don't know who this guy is. He's a bastard child. He came illegitimately outside of wedlock. And of course, they were buying into the rumors, not understanding that Mary was a virgin and the Holy Spirit had provided a body inside of her for Christ. And what does Jesus say? He says, your daddy's the devil. And you'll do like your daddy does. You'll lie and you'll murder and you'll do all this stuff. So before you say I'm anti-Semitic, I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm not calling for, you know, those who claim they're Jews' death. I'm not calling for that. But I do want to point out what the scriptures say about it. My desire would be that of the Apostle Paul, that they repent. You know? He spoke about a love for those people, his countrymen, as he referred to them. So much love that he had that he wished he could be accursed that they might know Christ. So that's why I point this stuff out. And part of this goes into our politics. If we have bad theology, this dispensational, we're living in the last days right now kind of thing. And what I mean by that is at any moment, you know, the end's going to come or there's going to be a rapture or something like that. I believe we're in the last days. The book of Hebrews says that in these last days, God spoke to us through his son. So I believe in that. But I believe God is doing a long-term work. He's bringing his people in. And according to 1 Corinthians 15, Christ is ruling and reigning now. He's not going to come back and rule on a postage stamp piece of land. Okay? He's ruling and reigning now with a rod of iron. He's bringing his enemies into submission under him. And when that is complete, the end will come. Not a 7-year tribulation and all this other stuff, but the end comes. This is why you see throughout church history, you see the confessions. I know I'm getting off here, but I'm going to come right back to it. So why you see in the confessions that as far as eschatology is concerned, basically you have there's a last day, there's judgment, everybody stands before Christ, and then there's final judgment. That's what you basically see. And a couple of them, you have some of them naming the Pope as an Antichrist. But overall, that is eschatology. Okay? That's where Christians agree on. Now, I tie that back in because a lot of our political foreign policy, especially in the Middle East, has been based on this erroneous thought that somehow, if we don't protect Israel over there, we're not protecting God's people. I reject that. That came in, started to come in, the end of the 19th century, beginning of the first part of the 20th century. And that error in doctrine got into the church. And it produced the representatives and the presidents that would come from that. And that's why we hear all of this stuff now. Okay? So it is important. And you need to understand the error in doctrine like that has legitimate consequences. Like real life consequences. This is one of those consequences. We're coming up against a break here in just a few seconds. And when we come back, the final segment, I'm going to read what I think is the real issue that's going on, and I'm going to read a quote from U.S. General Wesley Clark in 2007. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I can say this. I think the truth is probably the most inspiring thing. And I think we need to get a lot more people under his belt, definitely. I just heard about Bradley an hour before I came here, and I respect every word he said. I stand behind this guy 100%.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Final segment here on Sons of Liberty Radio. Glad to jump in. 1-866-582-9933. Make it quick if you got a comment. I want to take you back to, and look, I could sit here for another hour. I don't have time to do it, but I could literally sit here for another hour and point you to even other countries calling out the problems with America's attack. America's not back. She's become an aggressor in many ways. And look, there may be some kind of talk that we can have over people who are threatening us and actually have the ability to do it, and we see them upping things. But again, that would have to come before Congress, wouldn't it? That would have to be debated and Congress actually declare war. But America isn't going to do that. We haven't done that since World War II. And we, the people, have allowed it. We've allowed these people to ignore the constitutional restraints that they're bound by, that they took an oath to be bound by. And more we see the one who takes the office of the president usurping more and more authority that is not his. Okay? And look, Trump is not the first to do it. Obama did it. Bill Clinton did it. George W. Bush. I mean, come on. All of this. Okay? But I could cite to you several things. I mean, look, President Assad said, whenever the Syrian army achieves victory in the field, West attempts to change the track of events. We have, a multitude of people calling out different things. The Russian ambassador said he called it a false flag. And Russia said last year, after the attack by America, there'd be more false flags attacks. In fact, this Russian ambassador says there's not a single corpse, and they said they put people on the ground there, went into the hospitals. They didn't even see anybody that was sick. Now, I'm not saying they're necessarily true, but what I'm saying is we're not given any information from the Trump administration. And Moscow kind of mocked President Trump in saying, are the smart missiles that you're going to send to destroy, or are they there to destroy evidence of a fake chemical attack? I think that's right on. Not because I want to side with Russia, but I think the evidence points to that. I mean, I've been covering that for years. Those in the alternative media have been providing evidence that the Islamic jihadis there, the so-called Syrian rebels, that people like John McCain and Lindsey Graham and Barack Obama funded, trained, and armed, and the CIA delivered the arms, are the ones behind this. They're the ones behind it. And McCain has told you that he helped to establish Islamic State. Remember that? That interview on Sunday morning, one of the Sunday talk shows? And he slipped up and he said it? You said, well, he didn't mean that. Look, you can't engage in that kind of behavior. I mean, he was over there with America's enemies. He's photographed with them. He is pushed to do all of those things. Fund them, train them, arm them. They became the Islamic State. And then, oh, all of a sudden, wait a minute, now we got to start dealing with the Islamic State, and the calls for dealing with the Islamic State were there, even from John McCain. And yet, these are the same knuckleheads who've been funding them, who've been arming them, who've been training them. And how did they do it? They did it in Syria against Assad. And I'll just throw my own two cents out there. You remember when they came into Iraq and all the Iraqis that our forces had trained, those guys just became cowards, abandoned all of that military hardware, the Hummers, the weapons, all of that. I think that's exactly what they were trying to do. I really, really do. That was their way of running arms. They just gave it to them. Obama didn't do anything about it. We got pictures of these large caravans of Islamic State people over there in Iraq. Remember seeing all those Toyota trucks and stuff, people? Why is it that our military never struck those caravans? Does that ever occur to you? Somehow we do these bunker busters, which is all fine and dandy, but I guess that's the question. Why is there such an inconsistency there in the narrative we're being fed? And to be honest with you, there's a part of me that when I see this kind of news about war in the Middle East and we're being involved, I get that whole sensation of reading 1984. You know, who we're at war with, who we're buddies with. Then our buddies changed to the one we're at war with, and the ones we're at war with now are buddies. But I want to read to you, in closing out the show today, I've got about 3 minutes, I think I can do it in then, General Wesley Clark from 2007. Here's what he said. What I did warn about when I testified in front of Congress in 2002, I said if you want to worry about a state, it shouldn't be Iraq, it should be Iran. But this government, our administration, wanted to worry about Iraq, not Iran. He's talking about the Bush 2 administration. I knew why, because I had been through the Pentagon right after 9/11. About 10 days after 9/11, I went through the Pentagon and I saw Secretary Rumsfeld and Deputy Secretary Wolfowitz. I went downstairs just to say hello to some of the people on the joint staff who used to work for me, and one of the generals called me in. He said, "Sir, you've got to come in and talk to me a second." I said, "Well, you're too busy." He said, "No, no." He says, "We made the decision we're going to war with Iraq." And this was on or about the 20th of September. Okay, this is less than 10 days after 9/11. I said, "We're going to war with Iraq? Why?" He said, "I don't know." He said, "I guess they don't know what else to do. So I said, well, did they find some information connecting Saddam to Al-Qaeda? He said, no. He says, there's nothing new that way. They just made the decision to go to war with Iraq. He said, I guess it's like we don't know what to do about terrorists, but we've got a good military and we can take down governments. And he said, I guess if the only tool you have is a hammer, every problem has to look like a nail. He then concluded with this. So I came back to see him a few weeks later, and by that time we were bombing in Afghanistan. I said, are we still going to war with Iraq? And he said, oh, it's worse than that. He reached over on his desk, he picked up a piece of paper, and he said, I just got this down from upstairs, meaning the Secretary of Defense's office, today. And he said, this is a memo that describes how we're going to take out 7 countries in 5 years. Now, I realize it's been further along than that. Okay, I realize that. Starting with Iraq and then Syria. See that? Starting with Iraq, then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. And I said, is it classified? And he said, yes, sir. I said, well, don't show it to me. And I saw him a year or so ago, and I said, you remember that? And he said, sir, I didn't show you that memo. I didn't show it to you. Now, understand something. I think there is a bigger game at or a bigger thing at play behind the scenes. You've heard over and over Bradley remind you of President Eisenhower and the military-industrial complex. If you get a chance to read former CIA agent Kevin Chip's book, you should read it. Because there are things there that he says even about the CIA, that once the Cold War, the wall of communism allegedly fell, there was this great transformation in Russia among the agents. They were becoming Christians. There was this revival and stuff. And the CIA was transforming into something else. They didn't have that to deal with anymore, and so they were looking for other things to get involved in. And, you really have to start thinking as to the justification of the military-industrial complex and certain agencies inside of our government. This has to be taken account when we are told what I consider to be propaganda about these gas attacks in Syria being launched by the Syrian government. America, it's your sons and daughters over there. I can tell you, they started a draft to start some of this nonsense, whatever, there. As far as I'm concerned, I'll stand up against the tyranny here on my own soil. Why are we going over there over allegations of what, quote unquote, some dictator did, if he even did it, which I don't see any evidence for? We've got people just violating the law all over here. Why are we not bringing justice here? It's called corruption. Thank you for joining us today. I hope you'll look into this. There'll be some articles on sunslibertymedia.com. And also, tomorrow, be sure to check out new ones that'll be out on this issue. God bless you.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.